This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Ben Foden's new wife claims that she's not worried about the Dancing on Ice curse.
Oh.
Because her husband's going in there.
Right.
Ben Foden, the former rugby player and ex of
Unhealy,
made his debut on the ITV show on Sunday with his skating partner, Robin Johnstone.
So they must drip feed the contestants in because that started 2 Sundays ago.
There's no doubt about it. All these shows, if you're up close, if you're up close and like sharing body heat with people for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And rehearsing.
Stuff, chemical reactions happen. Stuff, people fall in love.
Yeah, but if you're in love, it shouldn't happen. I don't know. Yeah. It's not that easy, though, is it?
But you're also you're not just like.
I mean, I work with you a lot, Jim. I know we don't dance.
We don't.
Have a lot of love for you, but not in that kind of way. Like,
no, I know it's a different situation. If we had to, if I was a beautiful woman, though, right?
Yeah.
And we went through a huge experience together.
Yeah.
And we wanted to win something, and it was like just you and me against the world.
Sometimes it is. Too.
And you had your arms around me, right? I'm a beautiful woman now. I know it's a stretch.
It's not.
You have your arms around me every night, and.
Hang on now. Oh,
Claudia
Wenkham
is putting a microphone and we get sevens and tens and it starts getting better scores and you're hugging
me. They like us.
Every week's tighter and the next thing I'm looking at you, you're looking at me and your wife's not ringing. She knows you're rehearsing. And the next thing you know, you're in the sun or the star and there you are.
Where is the flute?
Anyway, Ben Foden, Sunday night. Best of luck to you, Ben.
Jesus Christ.
Dermo's moved.
It's no shares here, but if it was a cold one, I'd stick it on for you.
Better days are coming.
Yeah, well, you'd imagine after all that, I mean, grief he's been through with one breakup, he's not going to go there again.
Who?
Ben.
No, Dermo.
Oh, yeah.
Dermo Kennedy's moved to New York.
Oh, has he? Yeah, well, look, best place for him.
That's better days are coming, because the pizza's better.
Oh, everything's better in New York, nearly.
Well,
even the crime's better, to be honest with you.
The Giant singer regularly performs in the Big Apple and recently, his accent's kind of gone a bit American. There's a touch of
YouTube. He wants to make sure the market can understand him.
Yeah. No, he spends so much time in America, especially during lockdown.
And you're also near all the shows. So if you get a phone call, can you do one of the Kimmels or the Fallons? Yeah, I'm here.
And musical people, they pick up accents quicker. So if you've got a musical ear, you start to adapt.
All right, okay.
So that's why you can talk a bit like that.
The Batman. We have some audio.
The Batman.
The Riddler looks like no other Riddler you've ever seen. Like kind of wartime costume. It's weird.
Okay. Let's have a listen.
Even a gas mask wouldn't look out of place on the.
Who's
on
playing the Riddler?
Don't ask me those questions.
There's too many villains.
Let's play a game.
What's black and blue and dead all over?
You.
If you are justice, please do not lie.
I'm here to unmask the truth about this city.
You're part of this too. How am I part of this?
What is the price for your blind eye?
So he looks like something from the...
Paul Dano.
He looks like something from the Army Surplus Store.
It does, exactly, yeah.
There's three villains. There's Penguin, Riddler and Joker.
Indeed.
Nippy today, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah. Yeah, I can't keep up with it. It was grand yesterday morning, cold today.
Yeah, hokey cokey stuff.
Give us the heads up for tomorrow, you know? At some point.
Drop the heads up now.
You don't have to do it right now.
Okay, well, I will. When I'm doing the weather, I'll tell you about the weather tomorrow. Front page of every single paper, face of Aisling's murder accused. The man who was last night charged with the murder of Aisling Murphy, Joseph Puska, was brought before a late night sitting of Tullamore District Court. And that is, of course, the headline on every single paper this morning.
Yeah, just people have said it, and I suppose it's more important than
it's
ever.
It's worth repeating.
It's social media. Just and the public aren't meant to know what could or couldn't prejudice a trial.
Yes,
but just be careful with all that, I suppose.
Yes,
there's lots of videos going around.
Your social media posts could upset a trial like that. So
yeah.
Better just leave it to the trial now. And that's the best advice. So,
understandable reaction, though. Like, you know,
buzzing is the headline. Brentford 1, Man United 3. Under fire, United kids prove all the critics wrong as their magic stings the bees.
That wasn't really the big match, though, in terms of what happened, was it?
I tell you, they could use the same headline for me. Buzzing.
Amazing Bergwin.
Stephen Bergwin, the Dutch magician.
So Harry
they were,
who?
They were losing. No, Harry was brilliant last night. What a pass. Unbelievable, right? So Harry's great. Harry's okay. back in. Sorry, Harry.
Good man, Harry. Good man.
So Spurs were losing 2-1. It was like something like 94 minutes and 55 seconds. I think it's a record for a team that's been winning or been losing to come back and win in the
97th minute.
Yeah.
The last kick of the game.
Yeah.
Against Leicester.
Unbelievable. And so in 80 seconds, Stephen Bergwijn snatched two goals and the win, which puts us above Arsenal.
Harry's 250th club goal.
The pass, he just did this unbelievable. He just went in. It's like they should study it in school. It was just like this unbelievable pass. And your man timed his run perfect. And then the composure, because there was a couple of players on the line and the goalie was sort of, anybody else could have easily fluffed it. And he sent it over to the far side and it went in beautiful in the corner. Bing bang. Oh, and it was like, this is the last second. It's like one of those basketball matches you see. Just like the thing's about to count down.
Slam dunk the funk.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's a new day. So it's Liverpool and Arsenal tonight, okay? So we'll see. We'll see.
Liverpool and Arsenal, well, best luck to both teams there.
Yeah. Indeed. That's true. It'll be grand.
Chocolate's coffee, go on.
I was just going to say, binging on box sets apparently is actually not great for you. It puts you at a higher risk of just things if you're sitting there not moving long periods of time. You know, it's like the same as if you're on a long haul flight, not moving around. Just bear that in mind.
One thing you probably learned from owning Fitbits and, Fit watches and stuff.
Your phone does it all for you.
Your Fitbit, although mine doesn't buzz me anymore.
My phone
turned
has
it off.
The steps in it. Just go into health.
No, but your Fitbit will buzz you and say, get up off your...
I think you can probably tell the phone to do that to you.
Yeah,
I can.
I think I've turned mine off. But it'll tell you every 45 minutes to get up and have a little walk around. So it's better than lying on your bum for 4 hours.
Lying on your bum, yeah.
But hot chocolate... not hot chocolate. Dark chocolate is good for you.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate is has anti-cancer properties.
How much now? Quality, it's not a bar, though, is it?
Good quality dark chocolate. No, wouldn't be lashing it into you. Robbie Williams in the paper today said he was in Ireland on tour and he was off everything else. He bought 35 euros worth of expensive chocolate and ate it while he was asleep. All of it. Yeah.
Was someone feeding it to him?
He couldn't sleep unless he was lamping the chocolate into himself. There's probably sugar
buzz. He has an addictive thing. I mean, he used to drink a bottle of vodka a day, so a bar of chocolate a night in his sleep. It's not really a stretch.
No, it was 35 quid worth. It was more than one. Dark chocolate could help stave off cancer. A team of scientists found that cancer-killing T cells work best in a magnesium-rich environment, and magnesium is plentiful in the treat. So dark chocolate, like all that cacao and cacao
80% plus.
Yeah.
So it's bitter.
It is, but obviously, as Nobby says, 7 in 10 people are thought to be deficient in magnesium. It's good for you. It's very good for your skin as well. Recommended chocolate with 70% cocoa solids. Dark.
Okay, so 70 and above. Right.
And if you don't eat that chocolate like the way you eat like a dairy milk. You put it on your tongue and all that and you kind of let it lamp around your mouth for a while.
Yeah.
You don't just munch into it.
Well, no. But you can.
You can if you want. But
I think it's a square. Maybe two if you're feeling extra kind to yourself.
And people who dye their hair are a Libra.
What?
People who dye their hair and are a Libra. Okay, so hands up everybody who's a Libra and dyes their hair.
What month is that now?
I don't know.
You're a bit of a star sign expert, huh?
I'm not really. I only know my own.
What month is Libra? What month is Libra?
What month? Well,
September, anyway. And if you're a Libra... September 22 to about October 23rd. What do they mean about?
So people who... Well, it's
changes, doesn't it?
It changes. So people who are Libra and dye their hair, are you ready for this?
Girls now we're talking about, hey, lads.
Women.
Right.
Mainly women. Or men, I'd say. I don't know. Anyway, people who dye their hair and are Libra are more likely to cheat on their partners.
Libra and dye their hair?
Yeah, if you're a Libra and you dye your hair.
So if you're born towards the end of September to about the end of October.
Let us know. If you're a Libra and you dye your hair, you haven't thoughts, are you? Warning signs women could be unfaithful also include being a Love Island fan, having fake boobs, and if you drink Pinot Grigio.
We're being very judgmental here now.
These are the signs. They've done a survey.
If you drink, that's every, well, not every woman. Not every woman. Fake booze. A lot of women.
A lot of women.
They like Love Island.
Yeah.
They may have dabbled in dyeing their hair. Come on,
That's for the men. For the men, they're more than 6 foot tall. I just about made it in. They drink lager. Drive a BMW. If a fellow drives a BMW, 6 foot tall, he drinks lager. Alarm bells. They're saying.
Again, sweeping.
85% of those who had a fling came from a home where one or both parents cheated. Wow.
85%?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you want to know your partner is going to cheat, look at their parents. There's strong evidence that there is a genetic gene.
As Crossy would say, what's in the cat is in the kitten.
Yeah. 85% of people who's one of their parents...
But they're also saying that everyone who watches Love Island and dyes their hair is going to cheat.
If you watch Love Island, drink Pinot Grigio and have fake boobs... And or a Libra and dye your hair.
If you do all the things, you should be in Love Island.
If the five of them. And if that is you, please, can you tell us?
You fit right in.
If you're Libra, dye your hair, Love Island, admit that. Have had a boob job and drink Pinot Grigio on the regular. If that's exactly you, text us in now.
Are you one of the Roman...
Have you cheated?
Are you one of the Roman goddesses of justice?
And lads, if you drive a BMW...
I don't admit to anything.
No.
Not a hope.
Now, remember we said before that one of the signs is if you're driving, you switch lanes a lot.
That just means you want to get there in a hurry.
Nah. It's a type.
That's today's news. Believe it or believe it not, it's F104. As the German discount shops like to do on a Thursday, they like to shove their little deals in front of your nose, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I didn't even know I needed a label maker, but I'd probably find a use for it. I've just... You know, just
are they doing label makers?
They are, Jim, yeah.
What kind? Is it the one with the sticker or is it...
It's a digital one with a full keyboard and has three rear warranty. It's $18.99.
That's very good for a label maker, Nobby.
There's a meal prep container if you're trying to be good for January, bringing your lunch to work if you're in an office.
Is it glass?
I don't know.
You're wasting your time if it's not glass.
Anyway, the thing that caught my eye more is... again, there's non-alcoholic spirits. These really are a thing now more than ever before. Mm-hmm. But they've called them Saoirse.
What kind of spirit is it?
Just to make them Irish. Well, they've got non-alcoholic rum and they've got non-alcoholic gin.
Okay.
So it's not actually either of the things.
But it costs the same as the actual alcohol.
I know, it's the garbage.
I saw one in some supermarket and it was a vodka.
I'd say if it's a fancy one, they probably do charge it.
But it's 0% vodka, yeah, but it's 40 quid.
This is $9.99.
Wow.
But like, why did they just slap Irish names on these things? Like, one of them have Ishka spelled phonetically on their water to make them seem Irish.
Okay.
And then Saoirse. What'll be called the fake booze? Saoirse.
Where is it manufactured, I wonder?
Saoirse. I don't know if we make that stuff here.
No.
I don't know. You would like to think it's made in Ireland if it's called Saoirse.
I wonder, is there another real product that has a similar name? Like Siobhan or something.
I've never heard of a drink in a bar called Siobhan.
No, you're right.
I'll have a double Siobhan, please. Come on, like.
Come on, for double Siobhan.
Have you any Saoirse?
Siobhan would be a good name for it, now that you say it like that. Come on, a couple of Siobhans.
What would Siobhan be? Peach Snaps?
I don't know.
I don't know what you'd be. I'll have a Jim. Well, there is a wine called Jim Jim, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
Named after a dog.
I've got me nuts.
Appropriately enough.
Is it named after a dog?
Yeah, it's the vineyard owner's dead dog. But it is right. It's called poor old Jim Jim. He used to work on this Australian red wine. People send me pictures of it all the time. Can't get it here.
Of course.
I wanted to get some so they could give people the Christmas presents.
Make it look like so they could drink you.
Well, it works okay for Norton, doesn't it? Make it look like I've got my own vineyard.
It's Graham Norton, like.
I know, and I'm Jim Jim.
I don't think Graham has his own vineyard either. It's just some company said, do you want to collaborate on the wine? Yeah, okay, fine. How much can I make from it?
I bet you there's got to be a noble wine out there. There probably wasn't a Nobby.
I don't know.
There's probably a beer called Nobby in the UK.
Don't know. Yeah, there's definitely the nuts anyway.
A couple of cans of Nobby.
Anyway, if you'd like a Saoirse, it makes it feel very Irish.
Saoirse.
Lads, you know the amount of arguments you may have caused this morning for women who are Libra, dye their hair and drink Pinot Grigio and who are waking up beside a partner this morning, listen to your pair. Glad it's not me, says Sam.
So we still haven't had anybody who fits the profile of all those things yet.
Have we hit a nerve there, Samantha? Is that,
she's saying it's not her.
Okay.
So you're not a Libra.
Well, she's not arguing with anybody. She could be, though. Oh, so glad it's not me. All right, yeah, okay.
The amount of arguments we could have caused. No, just because you have those things doesn't mean you definitely are.
True. Be careful, Samantha. Next week, Tesco will have something named after you on the shelf if you're not careful. Samantha, 0.0%. You can drink as much of her as you like. And it's just something weird that caught my eye. Call him gin, fake rum, Saoirse.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. It's 7:24. That'll do, pig.
It's fun to say, isn't it?
What?
It's fun to say.
It is.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. Saoirse, only $9.99.
Harry Styles is coming to Dublin to play a show at the Aviva Stadium in June. The One Direction singer turned solo star. This is the first major tour now that's been announced. Like, they'll all start getting announced big time, big style.
Yeah.
Arlo Parks will be supporting him.
If you'd like to win some tickets right now, go to F104's Instagram account, and all next week on this show, The Strawberry Alarm Clock, we will have tickets for you to win.
And that's him doing medicine. That's why you shouldn't record songs during a gig, because it sounds rubbish. Although I did see some fella.
You're not meant to, though.
No, I know, on YouTube, and he did a whole gig, right? And the sound was unbelievable.
You must have smuggled something in that you're not meant to.
I don't know what he recorded it with, but like, it was unbelievable. Like, it was perfect.
Mm.
Lana Del Rey has teased a new song called Watercolour Eyes.
Oh. By the way, tickets for Harry go on sale next Friday.
But you can win them here, yes, and on our socials.
Yes.
Anyway, Lana Del Rey, she's released a teaser video for the new song Watercolour Eyes. Would you like a little bit?
Tastes like rock candy, sweet like beaches, leave me unsandy. Why do you leave me with watercolour eyes?
Thanks for that, Lana. Pledge it. Look forward to the rest.
Supermodel Heidi Klum has revealed that a client once insured her legs with one worth more than the other. One leg was worth 889,000, while the other was insured for $1 million.
What was the difference? Surely, you know, both your legs are at equal value.
She goes, she has a scar on one of the legs. She fell into some glass when she was a kid.
Right.
She's a little scar on one of the legs.
So it was devalued her leg.
Devalued her leg.
Ridiculous.
She said, obviously I put so much spray tan on, you can't see it right now, but yeah, it was one more expensive than the other.
Right. Ricky is on The Tonight Show, and they asked him, well, which version of The Office is better, UK or American?
Whoa. Who is the best Beatle?
Well, I'm going to say one of the ones that are alive in case they're watching.
Come on, you can be honest with me.
Well, I'm not Paul McCartney. I saw that that documentary, and he seemed to be sort of running the show. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, they're all great, but...
Yeah,
Paul McCartney, because he did the frog song. I like that frog song he did.
Yeah, I love that song too. Yeah, I like that song. I know exactly what I have. British or American Office?
Well, I thought the British Office was the best, but my accountant assures me that it's the American.
That's the exact answer.
Hey. That's a great answer.
You answered that one a lot more honestly.
Fans of Bridgerton have been given sneak peeks of the much anticipated second series. Star-studded cast returns for yet another run very soon. I don't know exactly when, but
it's in the works.
Yes, Simone Ashley as Kate Sharma will be in a lot of upcoming episodes. Lots of great pictures of her
coming soon to Netflix.
Now, if you are watching your box sets and you're binging, a lot of you will have binged through Succession Season 3. Well, here is the Dublin version.
Get ready for the new epic Irish drama about a dastardly Dublin dynasty, the Joy family.
Yeah, lads, we're having some session here, what?
In Some Session. Father Hogan.
It's my gaff, I'm in charge, right? I make the rules in this session, so like, none of you else are in charge, you can fuck off.
And his conniving offspring, Kenno.
Yeah, Dad's reckoning they busted a party. We need to get rid of him as soon as we can. He's telling everyone to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Other son, Ramo.
Who put you in charge? Why wouldn't I be in charge, you know, in this session?
Other son, Connor.
I think I should be in charge, because I'm the oldest.
Fuck off.
and daughter Shiv.
Yeah, well, I have a face, I mean, like a smacked ass. So, I mean, like, if any of you else want to have a go at me, come bring it. Bring it. Just try it.
Ah, Shiv, come on, now sit down. We're having some session here.
We're not with some session, but listen to me, Daz. We're like in the buzz. We need to get rid of Daz, right? And I'll take off. Oh, he's coming. Sketch, sketch, sketch.
Back off.
All right, Daz, here we go.
I want you out of the kitchen. I don't even know who you are. You need to go round to the off-license, because we're having some session.
Some session.
How are you, Mr. Hogan? I'm your brother's grandson. My name's Gregzer.
Oh, Gregzer, come on over here.
Yeah, what do you want, Tomo?
Hey, listen, you Gregzer, right? You're going to go to the off-license and you're going to get all the things right. Wrong. You shouldn't even be here. How did you get in here?
Well, I'm related to the family. I'm
You're
actually
not
more blood related than you are, actually. You just married Shiv, and came in with a Shiv. You're kind of dangerous with that Shiv in your hand. Can you drop the Shiv, please? Yeah, it's freaking me out.
Some session. Power. Intrigue. Backstabbers. And like every Dublin session, it will end in fireworks.
Lads, we have some sparklers left over from Halloween. We go out the back and let them off, will we?
Ah, cheers, Dad. Thanks very much.
Look at that. Cheers, lads.
You spared nothing on this party, Dad.
Cheers. You'll never get this house.
Seriously, we need to get rid of them. This party's the worst one ever. They're all gone.
I love my family.
It's only one now.
My family's so important to me, lads. So we love having a session with you.
Yeah. Taxi! Yeah, that's me, Dad. He's not well. Take him away, there, will you?
Tune in next time to see what happens when Gregzer gets back from the off-license with the right order.
Hey, Gregzer!
Ah, cheers, lads. Thanks very much. Tom, I'm sorry you got everything correct.
Don't speak to me.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Ali's from Shurstown. Ali, I heard a rumour there that the spire at the top of Braemar Road, someone bought a €4,000 lotto ticket at the weekend.
Oh.
Was that you?
Oh, I didn't hear that. No, it
wasn't you, no?
Okay. No, no.
€4,000.
I've heard of bigger ones than that as well, yeah. People were dropping a lot of lids.
Mad. What would you buy with your money if you got it?
Probably go travelling somewhere.
Okay.
We're able to, yeah.
Where would you go? Anywhere top of the mind? Would you love to just...
Probably Australia.
Australia, nice.
Far that would get €4,000.
Yeah, well, we'll start. We'll take a chip off it with this anyway, if we get it all right.
So, yep. Ali, we wish you all the best. We had a 9 yesterday.
Okay.
And we had a 10 the day before.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been a good week and we've had a couple of sixes, so it's a very strong week.
Hopefully.
Here we go.
Best luck.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What is the main ingredient in a hash brown?
Potato.
How many minutes are in 3 hours?
270.
What is the name of the main bus station in Dublin?
Houston.
The Apprentice is back on TV tonight. What channel would you watch it on?
BBC One.
True or false? In The Dark Knight, Batman was played by Christian Bale.
True.
How many vowels are in the word balloon?
3.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. They're the opening lyrics of which Gaga song? I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. Lady Gaga. No?
Just Dance.
Who had a massive 2020 hit song with Before You Go?
Lewis Capaldi.
What bearded comedian is a panellist on League of Their Own and had a travel show with his posh dad?
Jack Whitehall.
And speaking of Whitehall, in Dublin is on which side of the Liffey? The north or the south side?
North.
Alright.
Let's go through the homework, Ali.
Potatoes and a hash brown. Put the goo in you. There's 180 minutes in 3 hours.
60 by 3. One of those pressure questions.
Yeah.
Bussaras is the main bus station in Dublin.
Apprentice is on BBC One.
You're fired.
Christian Bale played Batman. He was a good one.
There's one A and two O's, three vowels in balloon.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. Was Lady Gaga Rain on Me?
Why don't we do a Lady Gaga tribute act to you and me?
We could, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Could be Lady Boy Gaga, in fairness.
Massive hit 23. Lewis Capaldi was correct. The bearded comedian is Jack Whitehall. And Whitehall in Dublin, he's named after it, is on the north side.
Is it?
Okay.
Seven?
It's a seven.
Seven, okay. Seven, no worries.
Not too bad, Ali.
Thanks for being brave enough to have a go.
Thanks, have a good day.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Dermot Kennedy has moved to New York.
Forever, like?
Yes, forever. He's been performing, like, this a good place to base himself, seeing as he's massive there and now massive here as well, you know. So, you know, easy access to all his gigs.
Yeah, good place to be, I suppose.
Although it could be that Emma Nolan is a super fan and he just thought, I need to have an ocean in between me and her.
Her resignation, if it comes in that she's off to New York, we'll let you know.
I'm going to go work in New York. Uh-oh.
Britney has sent the sister, Jamie Lynn, a cease and desist demanding she stops talking about her on her tour promoting her book.
Who did this?
Britney.
Britney, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Mm.
Leave her alone. Your sister's very vulnerable and she's been through an awful lot and now you're trying to make cash out of her.
Exactly.
I think we need to instigate a ban about Jamie Lynn now. Jamie Lynn is the uncoolest of the family, and that's saying something.
Well, we mentioned if Britney's involved, and if the other one isn't, we won't.
Yes, we'll mention Britney, but no more of that sister. Lord and Euphoria's Hunter Schafer are in conversation in a podcast, and they're talking about their love for the creative process.
The chunk flit from Euphoria was born in Ireland. Can't remember his name at the moment, but come on, Ireland.
Yeah.
Here's Lord.
Hello, this is Hunter Schafer.
And this is Lord, and we are talking for the A24 podcast.
Woo!
Hello, my queen.
Hello. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. We're doing this on a very warm Sunday.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Very toasty walk over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed people always...
You both sound fantastic. Voices are very clear. Lord, you're a little bit too close to the mic. Let's get to it now.
Why do people on podcasts always set the scene with each other? Nobody cares if it's sunny or
I do like when they set the scene. I do. Okay. I'm walking in the countryside. I'm in New York today.
Get into it.
Come
on.
Look, they're not all professionals like us, Nobby.
If you've had a lovely latte on the way to the studio today.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Lord would say, your jingle's not very good, lads. Your jingle's not very good. You didn't give it much welly.
Anyone can do a podcast. Radio presenters are professionals, supposedly.
Making of the Tragedy of Macbeth, this looks amazing. And if you're doing it and you're leaving, sir, you need to give this the go because, like, they've completely revamped it. Normally, you're made to watch these, like, BBC versions from a million years ago. But now, Denzel Washington is in it with Frances McDormand.
Many other people.
Joel Cohen, and it looks incredible.
Ambition, greed, and a guy named Willie Shakespeare. It's fascinating. I think it's the first time I worked with a husband and wife team. So that was interesting. Just watching the two of them, how they operate. They're two halves of the same person. I mean, they rely on each other and trust each other. They're both brilliant, brilliant artists and care about the work.
Another man, you couldn't guess how old he is because he looks so young.
He's about 67 though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I saw somebody review it saying brilliant performances from everybody in it and I think the writer will do well.
Right.
The sequel to Heat will be arriving in book form this August.
Heat 2.
Do you remember Heat 1?
Was it De Niro, wasn't it?
De Niro and Pacino.
Mid-90s.
Big shootout. Loads of great cast. Great scene in the coffee shop where they're having a sit down. It's the first time they've been on camera, I think, together.
Michael Mann, the director and writer, put Moby's tune to graphics of it to announce it.
So if there's a book of it, you get the book, read that on your holidays in the summer, and then the movie, I'd say, will be arriving in 23, 24.
Yeah.
Because Heat was monster.
It was a crime thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gangsters versus cops.
With those two boys, yeah, I suppose.
Ooh-ah. I can't remember who. I think De Niro was the gangster and Pacino was the cop. That's what it was.
Right. Coming up, how Jeff Bezos is actually doing something for good for once. Maybe. Details on the way.
A woman has, she moved into a new house or a rental, and it was a house and a new home for her. And she was assured the place was cleaned. The landlord said, look, this place has been fully cleaned, spick and span, which they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
After somebody moves out, you send a team in usually and blitz the place, give it a proper clean out.
Check your lease.
You don't want to be finding any bits and pieces from the previous tenant.
Mm.
So she went to the stairs. The stairs are covered in carpet. Somebody's left a comment. There's 10 million views. The carpet should be banned. Just in general, carpet should be banned.
Especially if the house has been shared, yeah, I suppose.
There's carpet on the stairs. She set to work with her headphones in, and she had one of those hoovers that have the cleaning thing in it as well with the water.
Right.
So she's getting in the shampooing kind of things, and she has the hoover and everything. So she hoovers it, she shampoos it, and she shows the water was black with the dirt.
Yeah, but any carpet will do that.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be cleaned before she moves in. And people were saying it's disgraceful.
Disgraceful.
It reminds me, I told you about this before, didn't I? Moved into an apartment, very excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
And renting. And it was a bit shabby around the edges. Like the kitchen needed a bit of a clean. Like the thing above the cooker, you know, the hood.
A little fan, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was covered in grease.
Right.
But I remember them kind of talking me into, oh, yeah, that's easily fixed.
Like, oh, it's not brand new, you know?
It wasn't brand new. We were just like, it was a nice area. It was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not great. Like the couch is all a bit, everything's a bit old, but it'll be grand, it'll be grand. And so we're moving in. We hadn't moved in yet. We brought people around to have a look. And somebody was sitting in one of the armchairs and they said, this armchair is damp.
Okay.
And we go, oh, yeah, it's really damp. I don't know what that is. Maybe there's damp in here. Maybe it's because nobody's been in here for a couple of weeks. There's a bit of damp in it. And then we went to make the bed. I told you this, yeah?
Was there something under the bed?
In between the mattress and the bed base, there was a
human dropping?
A very big one.
Oh, dear.
So the previous tenants had...
What did that got to do with the armchair?
They'd had a whiz on the armchair and they'd left a message in the bed. It was obviously they'd left under
really
bad circumstances.
Was there a note, like?
No, well, the note was... That was the note, you know?
Lovely. Lovely.
And I remember I had to ring and say, look, hello. Because it's only then we kind of went...
Let me deposit back.
Is that damp or... yeah. And wow. The guy wouldn't give me the deposit. He said, no, you can't get the deposit back.
But there's a thing under my mattress.
So, I'm not moving into a place...
Yeah.
With a, like, and it wasn't, like, the mattress was in bits. Oh, my God. I remember everyone going, you can't move in here, Jim.
If you are going to rent soon, if you can, get yourself a new mattress, yeah. Because the landlord probably hasn't given you one, a brand new one.
So he did try not to give me the but then I got a bit all Tony Soprano on the phone with him, and he completely changed his mind.
Hey, you're going to give me my deposit back, you understand? You're going to give it to me today. I'm coming down there, I'm going to give my deposit back, you understand?
Yeah, yeah, okay, you can come.
So did this woman's...
Make sure it's after 2 o'clock, I have to go to the bank.
Blackwater carpet go viral just because she hoovered a carpet and there's a bit of dirt in it?
It was filthy, yeah.
That's it.
That's
it. She went viral because of that.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's wrong with the world.
Well, there's loads of stories today. Here's another story I didn't bring you that is a terrible viral story. Went viral. Kid is ordering McDonald's. She's on the app. She changed the father's Big Mac meal to just a piece of cheese in it. And that's a story. Also got viral. I couldn't believe it. When the Big Mac arrived, there was only a piece of cheese in it.
People are very sensitive.
Anyway, yeah, so...
Although a Big Mac with just cheese. Come on, like, you would feel cheated.
You got a bit of
Where's
a
me sauce? Yeah. Where's me lettuce? Where's me pickles?
She came running up the stairs thinking it was hilarious. She's 10. She messed with she took everything out except for the cheese. Thought it was hilarious. Here you go, Dad. And the smells
They're
are
waiting,
all
waiting, the anticipation.
Everyone's munching. Hey, what you got? What you
Here
got?
Here you go.
Yeah, and he thinks it's funny. He's gone viral anyway. People just want clicks, don't they? They don't care about anything else except clicks.
I think so, Jim. I think so. So, Jeff Bezos, very, very rich man, worth about $180 billion. Right, I don't know if that's after or before the divorce from the missus, but I think everyone's okay there, so that's good as well. So he's hired, well, the company he's involved in, anyways, it's not specifically him, but he's backing this company. There was a guy who was working for GlaxoSmithKline up until last year. His name is Hal Barron. He's 59. He got paid from Glaxo. And if you're watching Dope Sick at the moment, this will all make a lot of sense to you. He was getting paid £8 million per year by Glaxo, getting paid an awful lot more than the CEO of Glaxo because he was the head scientist.
Whoa, okay. Right? That's nice.
There you go.
It's a nice wedge.
Pay attention in class.
Probably working
kids.
A lot though, you know, never home.
That's a good point. So this company is an anti-aging company. They're called Altos Labs, one of the probably Alto. And they've also secured $3 billion in funding. And they've basically taken all the cleverest scientists, or some of them, Nobel laureates and all these people, and given them all jobs in this company that want to investigate and do further research on the anti-aging process.
Well, sure, that's one of the biggest businesses since time began.
Taking cells with bodies, of human bodies, and repairing them, making them old and from old and damaged to new immature cells, and they can potentially, first of all, maybe add 50 years to life expectancy for humans. And
add 50, so you'd be heading into like 100s, yeah, easy.
I think the oldest person was, I think it was Paris a couple of years ago, was 117 years old or 120. So would you like to potentially 160? You'd be very tired. And
I don't know about 160, man.
Potentially be able to deal with an awful lot of serious illnesses. Now, the only thing...
That's amazing. That kind of stuff is incredible.
Yeah, you're talking cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, all serious illnesses, generally, well, sometimes associated with old age. And that's what they're working on at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, do they all want to make loads of money out of this? Of course they do. So if they do develop something that works, who's going to pay for it?
Well, Elon's doing the similar thing. So he is at the moment, they're massively down the road on this, and it isn't for money yet. And they're investigating the brain. And they're doing experiments where they can rewire people's brains. They can put things into people's brains that can make them walk again. That can make them move their arms again.
Mm.
That can fix things that they couldn't do
in the past.
And some people say that, you know, humans shouldn't be involved with this. This is playing God. Other people are saying, if you're capable of fixing somebody so they can walk again, then yes. Yes, do it. So he's working on that. Look, that's one of his big sidelines. So Bezos clearly wants... Is it another rocket race, is it, between...
It's a rocket race for cells this time. They want to reprogram cells. And it kind of sounds like they've taken the most talented people from these companies that, you know... Yes, they pay them lots. $8 million is an awful lot a year. But if Jeff is involved, they can poach you. They can offer you an awful lot more. It's going to operate out of Cambridge and the west coast of America. And it feels like they've got... Like, imagine, I don't know, some Vegas convention where all the cleverest people are in the room and they all get together and they go, right, here's what we know so far. Why don't we try this? What have you seen doing this research in Glaxo? And I just think... It will be so expensive, only the super wealthy will be able to afford whatever they might discover.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the future.
That's what they're
doing. It definitely is the future, that kind of thing.
It's better crack than rockets anyway, but yeah. And if you could just stop looking like Tony McGregor and Pitbull had a love child together.
He doesn't look like Pitbull at all.
He doesn't, that photograph. Look at him.
He looks like McGregor's dad.
Yeah, but McGregor's dad isn't bald.
Is he not?
No. No, he was in Westport in the Lambo there the last few days. Lots of young fellas getting selfies with him.
Why would you get a selfie with McGregor's dad?
Because that's where Conor came from. Well, half of him anyway. I don't know.
Do the line. Do the line about change. When I was only... What was
that? That's the peace sign he does.
The peace sign.
None too plus.
Well, it was none too important.
This is a Hugo fitted suit.
Yes.
It's F104. It is time for a movie quiz. Is that right?
This guy's Ross Marquand. He's absolutely brilliant. I think he's in The Walking Dead. He's one of the actors in The Walking Dead. You might know him from that. And his celebrity stuff is amazing. So he's doing celebrity impressions, but he's doing them from different films. So celebrities doing a famous quote from a different film they weren't in.
Kind of confusing.
So you tell me who he's doing. If you don't get all six of these, I will be surprised. He's unbelievable. But there's a bonus point if you can think of the film.
So they're actors, but they weren't in the film they're quoting.
Yeah. So you can just tell me who the actor is, but if you can get the quote, guess the movie from the quote, that's also... You just play along in your car for the crack. There's nothing. There's just...
Oh, look, we let you play along with Instagram yesterday and look what happened in the end, so why not?
It's just the crack. Here we go.
Ross Marquand is his name. He's fantastic. Here's his first one.
Are you talking to me? Then who the hell is you talking to me? Okay, I'm the only one here. So who the fuck think you're talking to?
So that's Goodfellas.
No. It's a famous line. You don't have to give me the movie. Just
Raging Bull. No.
Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver. You so talking to me? The famous.
Meant to be De Niro.
De Niro. But who's he doing? We've interviewed this guy.
How recently?
About 2 years ago. With somebody else. Guy.
Were they physically here? Or did we have?
We
to talk
physically.
To them?
We went to them on the stage.
Oh.
Of the Olympia.
Will Ferrell.
John C. Reilly. Who was very associated with Will Ferrell from Step Brothers. Right, so.
Good start.
So you get the idea.
Start.
So he's doing a celebrity, but he's doing a quote from a different film the celebrity wasn't in. Okay, so that throws you off. Don't worry about the movie.
It's a hard game. Now,
if you don't get this, I'd be very surprised.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day comes, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
He is. So, can it be? It's not. Can it be a TV show?
It can be. Yeah, yeah.
So it's Sopranos.
Well, so who's he doing?
He's doing James.
He's doing James, yeah.
And he's talking about Meadow.
Yeah, but what's the movie quote? Do you know that? You don't have to know it. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Irishman.
No.
Go again. Oh, the Godfather.
Godfather. Yay! Here we go. Here's this Ross Marquand is his name. He's fantastic.
Jesus.
You get the idea now. He's doing an actor, but it's from a different film.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And, you know, I'll kill you.
So he's trying to be Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
In Taken.
Very good. We're in. It's a good game. So, got three more for you.
That's very impressive. That's very good.
This is all the same guy.
All the sharks, they took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. And I want my sharks.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, some sort of military, naval...
Something to do with the sea.
Wartime...
Don't worry about the movie. Who is he doing? Good looking man.
Not Jaws.
It is Jaws. It's Jaws the movie.
Okay. Good looking man.
Very good looking man.
Just give us a bit of it again.
And he did a kind of speech like this in a Quentin Tarantino film.
All the sharks, they took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. And I want my sharks.
Oh, it's so good. If you don't get it, like...
A good looking man.
He's very good looking man. Like, he's one of the most famous good looking men in the world.
Not George Clooney, though.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good when you...
He's a bit like him, yeah, yeah.
Listen to him again. It's like when you know...
Sharks, they took the rest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
June the 29th.
Yeah, yeah.
1945.
He's excellent. Okay, so who is this?
I see dead people. They're walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead. They're everywhere. Wow.
So it's meant to be Christopher Walken.
Yes.
Talking about whatever the thing was called with Bruce Willis.
Sixth Sense.
Yes.
The last one. Who is he and what's the movie?
I am your father. Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes. His name is Ross Marquand. Look him up on YouTube. He does loads and loads of different impressions. That's just a few he does. They're spot on. Like he's brilliant. I think he's in The Walking Dead. If you're a fan of that show, you'll know him anyway. I just fell across him the other day.
Christopher Walking Dead.
He's excellent, isn't he?
Very good.
I see dead people.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.